Blog Talk Radio.
Is your host, Josh Hastings and Michael Irwin.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
We don't love you here.
That's not true.
You. You're joining us live.
Yep. Pretty live, sir. So, Josh, tell me about your Easter. That's how I want to start my sports podcast.
I didn't do Easter. Was I supposed to do Easter?
I don't know.
Is it okay that I don't do Easter?
Is Kayla okay that you don't do Easter?
Well, no. Like, she did Easter, but I didn't do Easter.
So no one hit eggs for you is what you're saying?
No, man. No one hit eggs.
Yeah. Violet's at that age where she's, like, right in that sweet spot.
Don't you just hate it?
Nah, I don't. I don't mind it. It's kind of cute. Because I remember when we would walk around and not even know it was Easter. Like, we would go to stores and they would be closed.
You know what, dude? The last Easter was like, I got a pair of Penny Hardaways. That was like the last Easter thing I ever got. Not that it was bad. It's not like I was like, oh, you know, like really disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
But needless to say, I don't remember celebrating Easter past that. So whatever year that was, what? 92,
94, the year
they all run in together.
Yeah, I think part of it, I don't remember really ever stopping. I think we just sort of aged out. Like, even when we were old enough to know, like, there's
do like a mini Thanksgiving. Is that what you're saying?
Pretty much, like a meal and an opportunity to hide some eggs and then throw those eggs at the fence. Like, that was the whole thing. There was like banana ice cream involved. That's why
I never trusted hard boiled eggs that people painted to eat.
Mm-mm.
Never trusted those.
Nope. You know, it was funny because this year, you know, we went and did more stuff because she can. She's like six.
Well, she's more.
Yeah, I don't.
The memory's going to be starting now. So everything that they'll blame you for later on, way down the line.
Well, it's already started. It's already started.
You already started getting blamed.
So there's two things. I guess we'll go with the blame first.
They blame to you, Mike.
Well, last year, there was a golden egg, and in that golden egg, there was a little piece of paper that said,
a golden ticket.
We're going to buy you a bike.
We're going to buy you a bike.
And at the time, she was like, oh, right, a bike. You know, like, she'd had a bike. She outgrew it. We hadn't replaced it.
Bought you a bike because that's what everybody told us to buy you.
Well, it was one of those things. Like, we lived in a neighborhood
that did that, Mike. I'm sorry.
It's okay. We lived in a neighborhood that was like a cut through from I-35 to another very busy street, and so I didn't love the idea of her having a bike and just like roaming off into traffic.
I think that would have like really proved her worth to the Irwin name. You roll her right on down I-35. I'd say, have at it, baby. Stick to the right. They should go around you.
Keep pedaling around you. Yeah, so I didn't do it. And so I told her about a week ago. I'm like, all right, you know, things have settled down. Your mom has a bike. You guys can ride together. I'll get you a bike because I owe you one. Me thinking,
bike.
I made her a promise. I'm going to live up to it. That's what you're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. And the whole time, I'm going store after store after store trying to find a bike that fits her. And the whole time just hearing, yeah, you know, I was supposed to have a bike a year ago. I wanted a bike a year ago, and I still don't have one.
Like,
the whole time, like, it's a whole, like, weekend of this crap. From a six-year-old.
You're getting the passive aggressiveness from a six-year-old?
I was not having
Jesus,
it.
Jesus, does this run in your family?
It was... I didn't appreciate it really. I didn't appreciate the attitude from a 6 year old.
Nothing like correcting that attitude, right?
Yeah.
Do you do the dad stare down?
Yeah, there's a little bit of that.
You your teeth like, just shut up.
There's still a...
shut up!
You know how you count to three?
Yeah, I did that before.
I've never made it to three.
What?
I have no idea what happens at three.
Two?
Yeah, I get to two, and she straightens up. I'm worried that we might...
Act. She's going to call your bluff.
She might.
Call your bluff, and then you're screwed, because you're going to be like, I told you what happens.
Well, I've never told her what happens either. So, I mean, I could
really
just
have fun with this.
Yeah, I could.
Say, hey, let's grab a bag, let's go walk and clean up dog shit. You got it. It's just like Easter, except it's fun for dog shit.
Or it could be like, get a trash bag, fill it full of toys, and we're going to go hide those for less fortunate boys and girls.
Yeah, that would be fun.
So
now that's what three is, man. That's what three is in my house.
Armageddon.
Three is
end of day.
All your shit is gone. We're gonna give it away. We're just giving it away. You should see the horror on that face when I say we're just gonna give it away to somebody. It doesn't matter. That kid could be. Let me tell you, I had a conversation with Kayla about this. You know about giving and all that shit. You know all the good things in life, right? That you're told to do. And she's like, well, I said, what would you give away to someone? You know, let's say this girl doesn't have a home, right? And she's just staring at me like she doesn't understand. So I get on the phone, I Google homeless kids. Sorry, I mean, just that's fucked up, I know, but I have to show her a picture, Mike, of like what I'm talking about. Because homeless kids to her is they're having a ball. They don't care. They don't. You know, they don't have a place to store all their shit. They just
live
at
the
around.
Park. They don't have to come home.
Exactly. Showering. What the hell is that to her?
Mm-hmm.
So I pull up and I'm like, look, baby. You know, like this is. Look how these kids are sad. They don't have any. They don't have anything. They don't have half the things you get. So when you get to three, number three, that's it, right? All your shit's gone. You know, and then it finally clicks. I don't want to give it to those kids. They should be all mine.
Well, see, that's part of the problem is that we were walking through the store, and, you know, as little kids, they do that. They go, I want that. I want that. I want that. I need that.
TV,
you know,
TV from TV.
Right. I mean, literally, it's anything within arm's reach. It's not like there's no thought behind it.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, I like this red one as opposed to the blue one. It's like, I like it because I can reach it and because I can see it with my eyeballs. That's what I want. And I told her, I was like, hey, you know, daddy doesn't have any money. Like, daddy is broke all the time, right? Like, I don't have zero money today for that. You're not getting it. You don't need it. You want it. Not happening. And she goes, I do need it. I was like, you don't need it.
So, okay, what you want to do is let's try this. When she wants something, say, you have to give up something at home that you have.
Well, what I say is, hey, because she picked something relatively cheap. And she goes, it's only a dollar. And I was like,
yeah, it's only a dollar. It's going to last so long.
Well, I said, do you have a dollar? Because if you have a dollar, you can buy it.
That's smart, Dad, knowing the fucking answer already.
She goes, well, no, I don't have a dollar because it's at mom's house.
Yeah,
but
it's not at my dad's house or in his wallet.
Definitely not a dad's
house. Bum.
And I go, well, that sucks. Guess you're not going to get that. She's like, well, I don't understand why I can't have it. Everything's free.
Everything is free.
I like
it. That, by the way. I wish she's got a beautiful mind. Everything is free. You know what? I would love a society like that. I walk into the store and go, you know what? This little girl said everything's free. All right.
I'm gonna take
G-dubs. This is mine now. This whole thing. This whole building. The whole mall. Fuck it. It's free.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so everything's free. That's kind
of
cute.
So there's a little bit of that going on. Kind of sure. I'm not sure where I want to take this. There's two ways I can take this. I can take you down path A, which continues on that my child kind of sucks sometimes, or path B, which society kind of sucks sometimes.
We'll go down path B.
Okay.
We'll go to B.
So Easter, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's that time of year. Easter bunnies. They trying to be a good dad, a good broke dad. Taking her to other
like everything is Easter could be cool if you just sucked out all the commercialization shit or whatever if that's the appropriate term.
Well, I'm glad you took it there because I happened to take my child to a different apartment complex for a completely unrelated apparently people who live there only Easter egg hunt. Didn't know that part, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I let her go, and they get all the kids together, and they sit them down, and they say, hey, Before we go, I'll find Easter eggs. It's going to be fun. You're going to find some Easter eggs and get some candy and some toys. And then there's going to be some sandwiches and there's going to be some ice cream afterwards. Do you guys know?
That's a lot of shit, man.
Yeah. Do you guys know where the Easter egg comes from? Because for me, I'm kind of confused because I never made the correlation between the Easter egg and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And then I just stopped.
Whoa, where are we going?
Because I'm in the middle of an
where
apartment.
Where are you taking this? I think you're going to go off the rails.
No, I'm not.
With your daughter.
No, I'm just taking – I was caught off of – like, I don't know. I mean, I've been in Easter land, like American Easter land for so long.
Yeah.
To me, Easter, it is
–
It's a commercial holiday.
A conglomerate of fucking cash.
There's a bunny that no one has ever apparently seen who leaves Easter eggs full of candy.
Little babies. Little babies of candy.
That's the whole holiday to me at this point. And it's not
it's nothing about Jesus is what you're saying.
Right. And so this guy goes on and he has
Jesus Christ, for those who don't know which Jesus we're
you know, as opposed to the other Jesus who played for the Yankees for a year and a half.
Yeah.
So the thing is, the guy goes, hey, raise your hand, tell me what you think. Tell me about Easter. Where did these Easter eggs come from? And one little smart boy says, Jesus Christ. My child says the Easter Bunny, because that's the correct answer. The Easter Bunny brings candy. It's, you know, candy.
Not bunny. Jesus Christ.
So they bring
Jesus Christ did bring candy, would change the whole thing.
So they bring all the kids together and they say, okay, I need a volunteer. So one kid comes up and he's like, you're the color green, you're the color grass in the world that Jesus and his father has created.
Oh my head hurts.
And then the second volunteer, of course, my kid, they hand her a black piece of paper. They say, you represent all the sin that exists.
God
in the
damn.
Like, I was just like, Christ.
You represent, little girl, so all the sin, because your mommy and daddy are sinners.
Well, I thought it was appropriate. I mean, we weren't married when we had her. She thinks that Easter is strictly a bunny-oriented holiday. I thought it was very fitting. So we let this guy go for like another half an hour.
Fucked up, but funny.
And then, you know, so the whole time, like, I'm actually with a friend and his wife, and I look at them, and they look at me in horror, and I look at them in horror, but we just let it go, because I realized halfway through this, as I'm getting offended that they're bringing religion into Easter.
Wait a minute now.
That I go, oh, yeah. Yeah, totally. I get it. So, my bad.
Oh, and, that's cool.
Well, and then she was pissed off because she only got 7 Easter eggs. So, you know,
7. They're all free, Dad.
Yeah, they're all free.
We should have plenty more, is what you're saying.
Take all of these.
Ridiculous in. Amount. Well, there is football news. Not really. Mike, any football news?
Oh,
Adrian Peterson still wants to go to Dallas? Okay, check. That might or might not happen.
Let's see. Let's make up football.
I like this news because we always love to talk the Manziot, the Kenny. What is his name these days on our show?
Tim Tebow Light.
No, Black Tim Tebow.
That's not right.
No, I meant the dark one. The evil, the sin, all the sin in the world.
Oh,
they gave out the black piece of paper.
I see. Okay.
He's
wow.
The sin in the world.
Okay.
Hey, I didn't give out the paper.
Hey, remember when that one guy said that one thing about Jeremy Lin?
I didn't say that.
I'm just saying. Anti-Tim Tebow.
Anti-Tim Tebow.
Johnny Manziel.
The black Tim Tebow.
Is he out of, he back on the field? Is he ready to go? He's had some time to think about.
No, actually, I think Chris Mortensen was reporting that the Browns moved on. They're done.
What do you mean they're done?
They're either going to probably cut him or try to trade him.
What? It's only been a year.
Well, it looks like Mortensen says, and Peter King confirmed that the report's true that the organization's really moved on from old Cocaine Cowboy.
Do you ever Cocaine Cowboy? I think I saw his movie.
Yeah.
Do you ever think that the ESPN Illuminati is just writing these kids' futures? Like, what if the Browns weren't really like? Maybe they were just on the fence still, or maybe they're like, yeah, all right, you know, when he gets back, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
And then, like, Chris is like, you know what? I don't like that. I don't like that. I think we need to rewrite the narrative. We form it around how Johnny is gone.
Like, yeah.
And here comes Peter King, and he waddles in, and he to completely agree. Somewhere the Irwin Kerwin hour is now just now jumping on the
Irwin bandwagon. Kerwin Perwin Derwin hour.
Okay, I don't like Johnny Manziel.
Nobody likes Johnny Manziel except him, and the few like Eminem Stan leftovers there are that love him for some weird reason. They're like the same person. You remember those stands that always fall around Eminem, you know?
Yep.
Those guys got turned off because, you know, they stopped giving a shit about the stand guy as though they leached onto him, sadly.
Yeah, well, there's that. I mean, there's other football news, like the, you know, the draft coming up-ish.
Yeah, kind of. Okay, not really.
I played football last Wednesday, Josh. You know who's not draftable?
Michael Crabtree.
Well, Mike Irwin also.
You're done?
I hope that you still have a little more draft value than I do.
I probably don't.
God, man. I've been playing in this. We've talked about it a little bit. I've been playing in this 4-on-4 flag football.
Yeah, you told me you recruited a pregnant lady to play.
Professional league I'm in.
The team you fought against, they
God.
So they were smoking pot and still...
Still destroyed us.
Still destroyed you, yeah.
So this last week we had two games that we could have, should have won. Well, the first game, I've been playing Daryl Revis, right? And
what?
No, I am Daryl Revis, just so you know. I went into the game, I'm like, I'm going to match up against their best guy, I'm going to shut him down.
Right.
First game, only gave up one offensive touchdown. We still lose by like 28 points because we've been really good at... given points to the other team when we're on offense. Like, we've got that down.
Yeah.
So we did that a lot. We didn't win that game. Second game, same sort of thing, really tight, back and forth, you know, just a thriller, a 7-0 thriller with 3 minutes left in the game.
These just sound so fucking exciting. I'm sure the people at home are just on the edge of their seat with what's going to happen.
Well, basically what happened, Josh.
I can feel that tension.
Basically, what happened was 32-year-old Mike Irwin is playing against 22-to-25-year-old.
You got classed.
I didn't. I really didn't. I was on this guy like, I can't. Okay.
So I know what you're saying. Even if you were the version of Adrian Peterson at 32, you still feel old when you go against a 22-year-old.
Yeah, it still happens. And so I'm playing this guy, and my coverage is so tight. We might as well have been hugging down the field. Like, I'm going to just...
I know how you are, and I'm imagining this in my head. Okay. Yeah.
I'm on top of that dude. The whole way down...
Your arms are just shaking, aren't they?
Yeah. And I'm...
Yeah, I figured.
So I know the ball's in the air. I hear it. I know it's coming at my guy. Late, I've got him in the corner of the end zone.
Hits the wind.
And he gets, like, 1 foot down in the back of the end zone, scores.
Wait a minute. 1 foot?
Well,
is this college?
Well, yeah, you just got to get the foot in there. Track,
you got to get 2 feet in, man.
I don't know. They called it a touchdown. He caught the ball.
When are we going to start letting college rule the football rulemaking realm?
I don't know.
They're terrible at it. Look at their overtime.
Look, there's only three downs. My team didn't even realize there were only three downs until this game. It's our fourth game. Oh. And realized that we were playing three downs football. I'm just saying. It's... not really football. Anyway, the guy catches...
I could have told you that. It's flag football.
Guy catches football, scores touchdown, ties game.
In 0.5 seconds?
They play... We've been playing these 7 minutes... You have 7 seconds to throw the ball.
Who's counting that, by the way?
The referee is.
So he's yelling it?
Yeah, he's counting.
1,000 Mississippi. 2,000 Mississippi. 3,000 Mississippi. 4,000 Mississippi. 5,000.
Now go ahead and finish that.
6,000 Mississippi. 7? He didn't throw it.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. And so that's a long time, right? Like, you and I watch football. You expect the ball to come out like 1, 2, 3, maybe.
Yeah, one, you know, a step, you know, a second, a drop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe
is.
Yeah, maybe stop. Five. Maybe five. That's a lot. Five is a lot.
Yeah, five. Yeah, that's right.
So I kind of like, I just do a little in. I'm open. I don't get the ball. I move a little bit farther. I get past my defender. right. and open again, don't get the ball. So I break off my route because at this point I'm like, dude,
God help you.
We're out of time. And as I do that, the ball is like 3 yards behind me. The other team picks it off, runs it up. So with 1 minute left.
You turn into Neil O'Donnell. Oh, shit.
So,
Vinny Testaverde and Neil O'Donnell.
God, well, I'm not, you know, but
it's fire.
It's like if you threw it to an old
Jesus Christ. Oh my God.
So we drive down the field, we score a touchdown. Same sort of thing happens on the extra point. I think the ball was to me. I'm not sure. It hit a guy behind me. I don't know. I feel terrible. I start breaking down. Like I'm angry and I'm hurt. And it's that moment in your life where you realize, like, I'm just old. Like, it's not that I'm not good. I'm just...
Mike's three games lasted, 2 weeks? He's in retirement.
No, I'm not in retirement, but it's okay, Josh.
Just
if we were.
In retirement. You've already got the retirement mind, man.
Well,
you're done.
I'm a mentally and emotionally broken at this point. Like, I played soccer this week, and I didn't even feel right about
like
that.
Like, the Bucks fan base. You're done.
I'd seen it. And
they're all dying of MRSA, Mike. All.
Well, I don't know. But
we should all sue the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for their shitty-ass facilities that they have. They do. By the way, anybody doesn't know, they had trailers out for the longest time. Those cheap assholes who own that organization. I think they own a soccer team, too, Mike.
Yep.
Yeah, fuck them. You can't do both, buddy.
You can't have both.
You can't play both sides of the fucking globe here.
Well, I think if you – I don't know how you look at the NFL draft, but, like, when I'm – every year, there was a point, like, when I graduated college, it's like, okay, I might still get that call. I could still go pro. And this has continued, you know, like, 27.
Dream? Is this what you're saying?
Well, you know, so, like, Oklahoma Cowboy, Oklahoma State Cowboy quarterback could get drafted at 27. You know, there'll be that occasional Chris Winkie that'll go in at 28.
Okay, so yeah.
And so, you know, I was 28.
And Winkie, those two anomalies.
Yeah,
I could be one of those guys.
There's still time. But we're at an age now that if we were running backs, we would have been retired for 3 years. and as a wide receiver, I would now be a situational possession guy.
Let me ask you this. Because I think that MMA fighters are like top-notch, one of the best athletes. Could you safely say that those who train for MMA are really fucking in shape, probably better than any other athlete? Would you agree to that?
I don't know.
Okay, whether or not you do. I think they work out like crazy assholes, okay? Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say something like, they work out for 10 and a half months, and then some dude...
No. Okay, yeah.
...here in 23
I was
seconds.
Kidding. I was just kidding. No. So you notice the age of the fighters. They're really hitting their prime at like 32, 36.
Yeah.
And what's going on? Like, why can't guys still be viable like MMA fighters versus football players? That just speed? We're just talking the speed, how it's always kept at a certain pace, and then you lose a step because you're fucking old as shit, and so you can't keep up...
Yeah, but no one in MMA is asking you to run 40 yards while a guy who's 10 years younger is chasing you. Like, it's just
pumping it.
Yeah, but I mean, if it's like a test of strength, like, yeah, there's linemen in the game, like Will Shields, what he played till he was 900 years old. Like, it's
right, yeah, but he's not going all over. He doesn't have to have like this tremendous speed. And Will Shields can last. Now, granted, he's getting trashed and beat to shit through these little car collisions.
Yeah.
But he's not asked to do – he's not really asked to do, like, top-notch speed where, you know, a 22-year-old is in front of you or –
Well, and that's what I'm saying.
Blowing by you and getting that one step in the end zone.
I think that when you look at, you know, MMA fighters or whatever.
Right, right.
A lot of the things that you say lose over time, that step.
Mm-hmm. I guess it doesn't really matter much.
It just doesn't translate that well. It's never really been that big a deal. But when you talk about, you know – if you're running fast or whatever.
Yes.
You know, my awareness is incredible. It's absolutely incredible. Whoever
awareness is incredible. It's just all the other stats are really low.
Yeah, but yeah, whoever came up with that on Madden, you're a genius. Because you're right. As I get older, man, I just see it all. I know it. I know exactly what's happening. I just can't do anything about it. Like, there's literally nothing I can do about it.
Well, maybe you can talk to Michael Crabtree, because this guy really wants to cash in somewhere, but nobody's really, you know, grabbing their wallets to pay the man.
Yeah, some guy told me today that he turned down a $3 million deal from the Dolphins.
Maybe it was a one-year $3 mil. What did you expect, like five?
That's absurd.
I wonder what we're paying Curly. Let me look this up. Curly, how much does Curly pay?
I'll tell you right now, Curly is a much more valuable member to the New York Jets organization.
You're telling me you would not rather have Curly or fucking Crabtree?
I would rather have Curly. I'd rather have any random
dude,
any random
for
slot
for the same price.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. I'm perfectly fine not having Crabtree on my team. I don't think he's that good. I think this is a guy who held out coming into the game because he didn't get the money at a position he was not drafted at.
Okay, yeah.
He was upset that Hayward Bay went higher than him, and so he wanted Hayward Bay money. Like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, I'm okay with it. I'm all right. Like, he can do whatever he wants to do. Just stay away from the Jets.
Yeah. But what if he was to turn into the next Braylon Edwards that was very serviceable for the Jets?
I don't trust wide receivers who can't catch the ball, Josh.
Okay.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
He's a possession wide receiver, though, right? He's not burning any tops off, no defenses, right? There's no burnt hair.
There's no burnt hair. So, did you watch Game of Thrones last night?
By the way, his $2.6 million. So, Curly's $2.6 million.
But he does, like, return kicks and stuff sometimes.
I'm just saying, he's considerably less, so that makes Curly more valuable.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're talking $400,000, though. Anyway, go on. Did I what?
Did you watch Game of Thrones last night?
It wasn't last night.
Yeah, I caught that.
Did you're a month early? A month early?
It's a week early.
Yeah, I'm still in March. Okay, a week early.
Yeah. Yeah, I watched Mad Men, which is not at all like Game of Thrones. Did you know Joan was a partner? How'd that happen?
Oh, we're talking Mad Men?
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, I know she was a partner. What season are you
in? I'm like one and a half. One and like three. Like one and three episodes in.
I'm sure there's some asshole out there going, damn, man. Spoiler warning. Come on. Come on, man. Come on.
God, you should be throwing these things around.
Peggy was just a secretary, too. Who are these people?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. That guy killed himself.
Why is that guy a pirate?
Yeah.
Those who don't listen to, those who don't, I guess you would just listen to Mad Men because it's just dialogue. And if that's your thing, if you haven't, well, I guess you're really not getting those jokes.
Well, I'll tell you what, to Mad Men's credit, I bet no one has ever received PTSD from watching it. Because I got that. I got that from Game of Thrones.
Two times.
Red Wedding. I can't. I still can't sleep.
I can. That's fucking awesome.
Oh, my God. It's so bad.
It was so awesome.
Oh, it was so bad. Yeah. So are you excited about Game of Thrones coming back?
Yeah. I mean, who isn't? I want them all dead. That's what I like about this show. They don't give a shit. They'll kill everybody. Just throw in new people.
Hi, here's a guy you might like. Oh,
I mean, they had three mountains before we realized that guy's the mountain.
That's true. I was like, who is this mountain?
Yeah. Mm. So that's where I'm at. Geno Smith has worked on his mechanics, the quarterback for the Jets, with Tom House. Apparently he's a guru of arm throwing. He's had such players as Tom Brady, Tim Tebow, because that's a success story, and Carson Palmer.
Yeah, I don't ever think it was Geno's inability to throw the ball that was a problem. I've never been like, wow, that guy sucks at throwing the ball. Like,
guy's arm is just sucking because he can't throw the ball.
The issue's always been, wow, that was a bad choice. Like, ooh,
no rookie ever made that decision.
No guy who's been in the league 3 years should make that throw.
Yeah. One of the worst fucking quarterback numbers, ratings ever.
It's incredible. Like, I still don't dislike Geno Smith as much as I disliked Mark Sanchez.
So you hated Mark Sanchez more?
Yeah.
Okay, like, I'll get with that.
Like, as a person, as
a
player.
Yeah, the person was, I'm sure he was a genuine dude or whatever. It's not my place, but man, he came off like a dickhead.
Yeah, well, that's the point. Like, Geno just seems confused and angry, but I'm okay with that. Like,
because he's not smart like the other kids. That's that face he gives. I'm so dumb. Why?
But yeah, so there's that. And,
yeah. I could bash on Geno all day long.
It's just too easy at this point.
It is
point.
Pretty easy, though.
It's just too easy. I have to wonder.
He has made some really bad decisions from not only the career part, but like off the field, on the field, they're equal. You know, the whole plane situation, it gets worse.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I forgot about the plane.
Yeah.
God. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, it's not like, by the way, it's not like these troubles I say loosely. It's not like he's out there slinging coke.
No,
doing coke, Quincy.
Or getting shot or anything like that. Like,
yeah.
it's very...
It's just very minor, stupid shit.
It's just minute, boring, whatever. But it's, you know, it's the kind of thing. They always talk about the New York media like it's this this piranha. That's
piranha,
out there.
Yeah, we'll eat them alive.
Just circling these players. And I don't
buy it. I think it's all bullshit.
They seem really bored. There must be a lot of them, and they must be really bored because they latch on to absolutely everything and try to make it a story.
And if you just leave it like that, I don't see why anybody would be like, oh, that New York media. Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but think about the players for the Jets who have had issues with the media. You know, other than, Henderson filling his trunk full of guns? I mean, for the most part... kind of write themselves.
I'm
like,
it's not doing anything with these guns.
It's never like they put together this great, beautiful mind piecework of like all of the things these players have done and how we will bring them down. Like, it's just, yeah, that guy has a trunk full of guns.
Like, this guy is sold, got a trunk full of drugs. That guy got drunk and ran over and killed someone.
Yeah, they don't have to work that hard.
They're the best of our society, Mike. They're the top 1% of 1%, and look what they still do.
Yeah, So do you think they get Mariota? Because there's that talk that they're going to move to 2 and get Mariota because you have to get to 2 to get to Mariota? I don't know. Is that a thing?
That's the case.
Do you want Jake Locker, too? I'm okay.
You think Jake Locker? Ooh. That's some juicy shit coming out your mouth.
I know. I liked Jake Locker when he was a sophomore in college, and then it was just downhill from there. That's a guy who wish he came out a year early, but I don't know. You know, obviously it didn't work that well. I still don't trust running quarterbacks. I saw Mariota play, and I'm not buying it, Josh.
You don't like it?
I think he's a nice guy.
He's a trophy winner.
Yeah, Johnny Manziel too.
Hmm?
He got one of them.
Yeah, he did too. Kind of really diminishes the whole damn thing. Even the Reggie Bush thing. They just took it down a notch.
Yeah, and Tim Tebow has one of those, too.
Yeah, so does O.J. Simpson.
Yep, there's a lot of those. There's a lot of those floating around. You could probably get one of those on eBay.
I think I could sell one, right?
Yeah.
I think I got one somewhere.
Probably.
Can you imagine, like, you bought the day before the murders, and you fucking want a copy of a Heisman, and you're like, yeah, it's O.J., and it's signed, and everybody's like, yeah, that's so awesome. Like, what's on TV? It's like it's OJ and a Bronco running in front of the mall. Oh, Jesus Christ, it just bought this. And then later he comes and kidnaps you because you stole his Heisman, and then he goes to jail for life.
Funny because it's true.
It's so true. Sorry for the people at home that didn't get any of that information.
That's okay. If they didn't get any of that, they're listening to the wrong
show. They're better for it, right?
They're looking for that Newman show where everybody's made of crystals. The Newmans and the new women's. Google that.
Crystal shit, man.
See what you come up with. I enjoyed on your Facebook.
I don't enjoy anything on my Facebook.
Not really. not arguing with We Are Alive, Casey Whalen, but did you see Interstellar? You must have.
Yeah, we did talk about this, I think, a couple shows back. But I love coming back to it because, you know, we could have been in a wormhole, and now we're coming back through it and shaking each other's hands again. Right?
Yeah, Murph. I don't know.
Murph. Is he saying Merv or Murph?
He doesn't know.
I'm kind of beginning to think that maybe McConaughey wasn't the best choice. Because it feels like... When he's sitting on the porch talking about things, it's like he's like a few words from just drifting off like an old senile man. No, we're not out here chasing stars and going hot dogs. What? Huh?
It's all that dirt, man.
Down in the dirt.
Well, my point was that I think...
I've been driving Lincolns. They were...
you made some comment about... McConaughey's son not even having a name.
What's his name? Does anybody know his name? Does anybody know in the movie Interstellar, did he have a name? It's got to be like Carl or something.
It's son number one. It's all of it.
Son one.
Yeah. No,
son that cared so much that left fucking 23 years of video messages. That's how much his son loved his dad. And not once did he say fucking anything to his son other than, all right, see you the fuck later.
Like, yeah, could you put Murph on?
And then he's like, 20 or 30 years later, he's just like, well, Dad, fuck you, you're dead. And then he doesn't give a shit. And then boop, here comes Merv.
Merv?
Merv.
Yeah, I think, I don't remember when we talked about it. I know we did because I saw it in IMAX and like a year and a half after it came out. And I really think that movie was incredible. Like, I really do. I think
the movie,
like, 2/3 of that movie is just amazing. It's that last third where we're just afraid as Americans to kill McConaughey and what that might mean to our freedom.
This is true. But I also feel like you kind of lose consciousness at the end, that last part, meaning is that you start questioning, is he just dreaming? Did he make it through the wormhole? Is this like another, like a fucking alternate timeline? Is this just a dream? What is the point of that? If it is, you know, you have to sit here and just say that his brother wrote a different ending, and it was like more like space where everybody just dead, period. You're just dead. Everybody on Earth's dead. He didn't make it through the hole or some shit. He's dead. Everybody's dead.
Yeah, I mean, but that again comes back to our inability as a society to kill Matthew McConaughey.
This is true.
We can't do it.
Kill alligator arms.
Mm-mm. Can't do it. Won't do it. Refuses to do it. And I think if you just left it at some point, like he tries to go through the hole and the movie just ends, we all feel probably the same, if not better, than we do... We spend another hour and a half with McConaughey and his magical robot and just get on a plane and go back into space. Like, it's just like, okay, cool. Great. So
what I didn't get is they flew his daughter up. And he was like, what? And of course they explained, I believe, like they caught him within, and it took 5 years. So that by the time she got the news, she was already on a ship on her way up there or some shit. I think that's how it went, right, Mike? I feel like this movie was really handing you notes of how stupid you are. Like, when they were explaining the black hole, you take this dot, and see it's too long, so you take the pieces of the paper and you put them together, stick a pencil through it, just like Event Horizon.
Oh, my God. All makes sense now.
It all makes sense. But no, I mean, it was like they were just... Now, granted, I still like it. I'll sit here and bitch about all these little things, but it's still... What'd you think about those robots in that movie? Like, was it just freaking you out how weird they are? Like, you don't know what they're going to do. These candy bars.
These walking candy bars. These
walking candy bars that can pull out arms out of anywhere.
Yeah, no, I liked it visually. I thought yeah. I thought the whole thing was pretty cool visually. Like I say, the end of the movie, not my friend, but the everything that led up to
so
it.
So 2/3.
Yeah, 2/3
was the opposite of Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow, you get a Tim Tebow ending there. That last third is holding up and winning the game.
Yeah, you sit through 2.5 hours and go, wow, this sucks. And then And, you know,
so it's better the opposite. What's better, to get your good shit up front and then be let down at the end because you're now coasting in, or just really bad shit and you couldn't even get to the end because you didn't even care enough to get to the first two thirds?
Well, I think part of it is if you're gonna live, you're gonna leave Tim Tebow in. If you're gonna go to the movie, at some point the movie has to end.
Yes, so we gotta pull him.
Yeah, you know, at some point that he's gonna do something, right? Or it wouldn't be Tim Tebow.
This is true.
It wouldn't be a movie unless something happened. So I don't know. I don't know, Josh. I don't know about you, but
I don't know about you. But
I don't know about you. Are you excited about the new cast of True Detective?
What is it? Colin Farrell
and blah, 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 blah.
That is a good name. Blah, 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 blah.
That's actually what Mike Irwin is going by now that he's no longer Colin Hart.
Mm.
That's true. So it's going to have Vince Vaughn in it.
Vince Vaughn?
It's going to have J.D. Evermore.
J.D. Evermore.
I'm just making up names now.
Vaughn.
I know it's a joke.
The guy from Swingers.
God, I hope I'm joking about
that. Does anybody know that? Like, I feel like we've eclipsed a time period where people know him from Swingers versus people know him from Wedding Crashers. There's like a huge, when they're like, yeah, Vince Vaughn, like, yeah, from Swingers. They look at me like I just, like I'm inviting him to a fucking orgy or something. They're like, Swingers? I'm like, yeah, the movie. They're like, is that a pornography? I'm like, no, it's a movie. It's about swinging, dancing.
God, you remember when I was joking about Vince Vaughn being in it? And then I'm not because now he's on it? Oh. That's not cool. Him, Colin Farrell. That's going to be fantastic. So.
Vince Vaughn and Colin Farrell.
I shouldn't make stuff up. I really
the good new bad guys.
I shouldn't say things out loud because then they happen and then I feel bad.
Okay, so those two. Those would be a good... those would be good.
Is it going to be good?
Sure.
Look, because I love The Wire, right?
Okay. If you made it through McConaughey's thing where... And I really dug his... character on that show. It's the same character as maybe some other characters he's done, but it's the same character.
That's who he is, Josh.
Yeah. I get it. It's like Tom Hanks. He's Tom Hanks and everything, even when he's acting half-witted.
Or Denzel Washington. Let's be frank, people. Yeah. It's the same guy every movie.
It's true. CIA badass. I'm going to do some magic with my Equalizer / torture room movie or whatever the fuck that was.
I don't know. I'm not.
Or he has put out a lot of the same poops.
So the issue thing is that so The Wire is great. It's
yeah, that's what everybody tells me.
Five seasons of pretty okay. There's four seasons.
Yeah, I don't want to hear this shit because people deny the boring seasons because there's some boring fucking seasons.
Yeah, there's a hanging out at the docks season, and
yeah,
that
I like to just sucks. Hang out at the docks. Vote this guy because we don't give a shit about him.
Yeah, I have to feel that maybe we're about to walk into season two of The Wire with Colin Farrell and Vince Vaughn.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah. It's a loss. Happens. We might have to suffer through it, though.
Yeah.
Like, great shows are not supposed to have, like, a season where everybody's like, yeah, that's not that good.
Yeah, it's true.
Great fucking shows don't have... So keep that in mind when you're spouting this bullshit out. Which I like The Wire, by the way, and I think it's awesome. But you do have to suffer to get there.
Yeah, you got to do some work to get through The Wire.
Anyway. Well, that's going to be it for our show. Thank you for choosing to listen to the visitor section with Josh Hastings and Mike Irwin. They usually do a show between Mondays and Tuesdays, and sometimes they do it Sundays, but it's really up to them.
It's really more fuck like a Monday. Yeah, it's a Monday thing right now. It's just easier because, you know, I got to watch all this Game of Thrones, Walking Dead.
You got to watch it at all because you didn't watch it as it came out.
I do. I have to wait for it to be uploaded on the internet, and I have to find said internet and watch it. And then
I love the new people that tell me about websites to go watch movies and shit like I didn't know. I sit there just say, oh, yeah. And then I'm searching for a new one because I know everybody's going to kill this one.
Yeah.
Not that I really do that a whole lot. I like to pay for my movie. I like to pay for the experience.
Well, Josh, if I could afford to, I would. But I'm a broke dad.
Well, you know, I wouldn't waste my money on Fast 7 or Furious 7 or whatever, 7 Furious.
7-Up, and I enjoyed every minute of it, even ridiculous as it is.
Was CGI Paul Walker creepy?
No, actually, it was done well. It was a lot better than CGI Superman. Oh, okay. The CGI Superman from Superman Returns. Brian. Brian. Oh, sweet Brian. Come sit on my lap, big boy. Why don't you put your feet up on Mike's knees?
There no.
There you go. Hey, Brian, we got to take some, man. We've bashed you a lot on the show. I just want to say it was worth every word. I really fucking hate you.
Oh.